I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week, I'll be drinking a Lagavulin 16-year-old, and I'm doing this for two reasons. One, it's the new year, and this is a very special drink, one of my all-time favourites. So what better way to kick off the new year than having a tipple of the good stuff? But also for my friend Brian Driggs over in the US, who over the holiday period reached out to me asking for some whiskey recommendations for a work night out that he was having. And I sent some over, the Lagavulin being one of them. And he enjoyed it that much, he bought a bottle for him and his friend. So that's good enough feedback for me about enjoying a whiskey recommendation. So anywho, that's the drink I'm having tonight. So, Slanjevar. So, oh, that's good. So, sorry. So it's been a while, again, since I've been on here. I was taking a bit of personal time off. I've had a lot of personal changes. We moved home 3 hours north of where we were living. We obviously had to sell our house to make that happen, buy a new house, get the family packed up, etc. So a lot of that stuff's been going on. I had some health issues that I dealt with. Thankfully, all good, but just, you know, some mental health issues and personal issues that I had to get resolved. And just some other changes that I've been going through and some other things that have been happening in my life that kind of took me or put me on the back pedal and saw me, you know, drop off from the podcast that you're listening to now, as well as the newsletter that I normally, you know, send out each Sunday. And as I was getting back into the frame or the mindset of getting back into the podcast and getting back into writing again and newsletters, etc., it kind of dawned on me that I was putting pressure on myself to consistently ship, whether that be shipping a newsletter every week or shipping a podcast episode or more than a podcast episode, what with the business podcast that I run with my colleague at work that also has slipped, you know, by the wayside, and helping my wife with her mental health podcast and some other stuff that I've been doing audio-wise. I've just been putting pressure onto myself to ship. And I think because of that, as I started to get back into the mindset of, okay, I want to get back to the podcast, I want to get back to the newsletter, etc., as I was doing that, I realized that that pressure to ship was making me love podcasting less, was making me love writing less. And it's similar to what happened to me when I kind of moved away from regular blogging to a more personal approach 3-4 years ago, where I was losing the love of blogging. And because of that, I just wasn't, you know, in the right frame of mind to put out the kind of content that I wanted to put out versus the kind of content I used to put out. And that realization that a similar thing was happening with the podcast and the newsletter made me take stock and sort of reevaluate what I want to do with this podcast and any other thing that I'm doing moving forward into 2020. Because at the end of the day, if we don't love what we do and if we don't really want to be, if it's more of a chore than it is a labor of love, and I say a labor of love with the utmost love, no pun intended, because sometimes that phrase can have weird connotations. But if you don't really enjoy what you're doing, it's going to show, and you may as well just stop, because you're cheating your audience, you're cheating your community, you're cheating your listeners, your readers, whatever way you want to look at it. And that's not fair on anybody, least of all the people that have come to offer you support for your podcast or for your newsletter or for your blog or whatever it may be. So with that realization, I decided that I'm going to switch to, I'm going to still keep up the weekly podcast. That's my goal for the new year, is to definitely keep the podcast weekly, because I really do enjoy it. I really enjoy this medium. It's more relaxing, it's more off the cuff, and I enjoy getting the feedback from you guys after each episode, whether that's a comment on social or an email, you know, after the show's gone out. So I'm definitely going to look to keep this as a weekly endeavor. And again, endeavor is the wrong word. That makes it, again, sound like a chore. I want to make this something I enjoy. And my goal is to make that a weekly something I enjoy, for want of a better phrase. The newsletter, I think what I'm going to do there is experiment a little bit. And instead of sitting down and putting something out weekly, I'm going to send something out when I have, or when I feel I have something to say. And it may be that it could be, you know, a daily email for 7 days, then nothing for 3 weeks, who knows? I won't know until I sit down, but that's my thinking at the moment. And the reason I'm currently sharing this with you, if you like, is to give you ideas, hopefully, of, you know, some of the approaches you can take in 2020 and beyond. I know that a lot of you have your own podcasts, or a lot of you have your own newsletters or your own blogs, etc. But I also know from conversations with you that sometimes it can be difficult to either A, come up with the kind of topics and content that you want to talk about or write about, etc., or B, reach the consistency that you feel you need to have, you know, to get yourself properly launched or properly established, or however you want to look at it. And that's fine, especially when you're starting out. You kind of want that frequency to get yourself established and to get people to know about you and to know what you bring to the table, etc. At the same time, I genuinely feel that's the old school content approach where, okay, I better make sure I'm shipping every other day, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I got to have a blog post out or whatever. And I think now the way that people look at content when it comes to consuming content, it's about the quality over the quantity. And it should have been that all the time anyway. But I think now especially, people, you know, our time is finite, but it's very valuable because of that. So we don't have time to subscribe to 50, 100 podcasts or whatever. We don't have time to subscribe to 20, 30 blogs or whatever, like we used to do back in the good old days of, you know, content production. And that's where you need to really set yourself apart from, you know, who you're in the market against, if you like. You need to make sure that each time you ship something, it's bringing value to the listener or the reader or whatever, and it's something that you want to put your name behind. So if that means doing something less frequently, but more qualitatively, and I don't even know if that's a word of right description or not for the sentence I'm trying to form here, but you need to make sure that it's the good stuff that you're putting out, and it's not just, you know, filler content to meet a quota that you've planned for the year or whatever. Now, I appreciate that business is kind of different, because when it comes down to frequency and goals and lead gen, etc., it's a little bit different. And to a certain degree, all these goals and lead gen can be tied back to your personal stuff. You know, at the end of the day, I have a newsletter. It's pointless me sending it out to two people when it costs me X amount of dollars per month to host. But at the same time, I'm not in the newsletter business to make money, so to speak. By all means, if I ever send a recommendation out about a product and people want to buy it, great, but that's not my raison d'etre for my own newsletter. Same with this podcast. I'm here to chat with you on a one-to-one basis about whatever's popped into my mind, you know, this particular week or any given week or whatever. And hopefully that resonates. And if it doesn't, that's fine, because not everything's going to resonate either. So anywho, like I said, it's a little bit different when it comes to business and personal. So the approaches have to be different as well. But that's my goals for 2020. I want to reevaluate what I was doing and take a step back, as I mentioned, and try something new, at least with the newsletter. As I mentioned, I really enjoy this podcast. Now, speaking of this is where, you know, the sound might be a little funny. I've just, as I mentioned at the start of the show, we've just moved to a new house, which is 3 hours north of where we used to live. Very small town. There's only 800 families, I believe. Each neighbor is about 150 feet away from each other. It's a really quiet, old school community, and I love it to bits. Right now, we've got about 2 feet of snow outside. I was outside this morning plowing the driveway, the road, etc. So it's been a really great move, because it's a kind of quiet, stress-free life that I've been looking for a while. I know my wife has. We were concerned about the kids moving from a a larger city with lots of stuff to do to a smaller town with less stuff to do. But after, apart from maybe the first 3 or 4 days when they were kind of unsure about their new school, etc., they've really settled into it like troopers, and they're loving it now. They're so glad we moved. Anywho, as I mentioned, because of that, I've got slightly different surroundings in my home office where I have my podcasting gear set up, and it's not as acoustically good for a simple word to use. It's not acoustically sound as the previous room. So there might be a little bit of echo at the moment while I get it sorted out. No doubt I'll find out when I play back, and this might be a moot point, who knows. Anywho, so like I say, I've really enjoyed the move. I'll be talking about that more in future podcasts. I've also started a project, I've also started a project with my wife to like talk about the move and talk about downsizing your life and, you know, the things you have to go through, the things you may not have been aware of, etc., in case you're looking to downsize as well. Sorry, just taking a little libation there. I've got a really tickly throat at the moment. So that's called A Downsized Life, and you can find it at adownsized.life. I'll drop the links in the show notes. But anywho, it's about our lessons learned, excuse me, our experiences, etc., when it comes to the move and why we made the move. And, you know, if you're looking to make a similar move, I know when I posted on Facebook about making this move, I got a lot of feedback from people that said they're so ready to do something similar and something along the same lines as what Jacqueline and I did, you know, with this move. So that's why we started the project. It'll be something that I might do a bi-weekly newsletter on. I'm planning a podcast with it just for, you know, fun stuff and get the kids involved as well, which will be different, I think, to have the kids involved in the podcast. But that's interesting for me, because it's allowed me to sort of sit down and take stock of exactly what we did and why we did it, what our goals are, our plans are, when it comes to the impact it has on our mental health, our physical health, and just our overall quality of life. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a shame it took me, I don't know what, 50 years to realize it, but there's more important things than, you know, money and titles and a job description and, you know, big fancy cars, etc. And that's one of the reasons we moved to such a small place where it really is, you know, almost back to basics, where it's so quiet and so neighborly. It's like the shows you used to watch growing up. You know, I can't recall because I wasn't born, but from when my grandparents and parents spoke about the shows in the 50s, etc., it's that kind of vibe. So we'll see. Anywho, like I say, it's been interesting, and that's another thing that kept me away from the podcast for a while. Anywho, I've kind of rambled on a little bit here. I just wanted to, you know, get back into the podcast, you know, speak to you guys, because I've missed you. I've missed sharing my thoughts with you and hearing your feedback and hearing your own stories around the topics that I talk about, you know, on the show. So it's good to be back in the seat, so to speak. If you enjoyed, you know, anything in the show, by all means, you know, make sure to subscribe so you get the latest episode and recommend it to your friends. That's always worth an extra, you know, slangivar from me. As I mentioned, I will drop some links in the show notes for you to check out regarding some of the stuff I've been up to and some of the things that I'm hoping to do. And in the meantime, I hope you guys had an amazing holiday period. You know, had a great Christmas with your friends and family and whoever you spent it with. And you're enjoying the first day of the new year, / new decade. I know a lot of you have got a lot of plans. As I mentioned, my friend Brian Driggs, who I'm sharing his Lagavulin 16 with today. I know he's got some cool stuff over at his Gearhead project, so that's worth checking out. Again, I will drop the links, you know, down in the show notes for you. So let me know, you know, what you're up to. I'd love to hear about it. If you're interested in being on the show, you know, reach out and we'll talk about some of the stuff that we can talk about. In the meantime, guys, Happy New Year. I hope you've had an amazing holiday period, and whatever lies ahead in the next year and decade, I guess, it's all good, or at least the majority of it's good. Until the next time, take care, stay safe, and we'll speak soon. Slangivar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.